Random House Audio presents Gone Tomorrow by Lee Child, read for you by Dick Hill. For my sisters-in-law, Leslie and Sally, two women of rare charm and quality. Chapter 1. Suicide bombers are easy to spot. They give out all kinds of telltale signs, mostly because they're nervous. By definition, they're all first-timers. Israeli counterintelligence wrote the defensive playbook. They told us what to look for. They used pragmatic observation and psychological insight and came up with a list of behavioral indicators. I learned the list from an Israeli army captain 20 years ago. He swore by it. Therefore, I swore by it, too. Because at the time I was on 3 weeks detached duty, mostly about a yard from his shoulder, in Israel itself, in Jerusalem, on the West Bank, in Lebanon, sometimes in Syria, sometimes in Jordan, on buses, in stores, on crowded sidewalks. I kept my eyes moving and my mind running free down the bullet points. 20 years later, I still know the list, and my eyes still move. Pure habit. From another bunch of guys, I learned another mantra. Look, don't see. Listen, don't hear. The more you engage, the longer you survive. The list is 12 points long if you're looking at a male suspect, 11 if you're looking at a woman. The difference is a fresh shave. Male bombers take off their beards. It helps them blend in, makes them less suspicious. The result is paler skin on the lower half of the face.